Diary, March 1891. Battle Creek, Michigan, March 1st to 21st, 1891. Battle Creek. We have today a clear atmosphere, free from wind, but clear and cold. Good weather to brace up those who are wanting in vitality. I called to see Elder Jones, who has been sent as a delegate from Colorado Conference. He is in feeble health, has had strange developments, hemorrhage either from the bladder or kidneys. Dr. Kellogg thinks it is from the bladder. If this is the case, his case is much less alarming. Called on brother and sister Hobbs, hoping that they would purchase my Healdsburg property, but I see no prospect of this. I would be so pleased to sell. If it is the Lord's will, I believe he will open the way for me. At 7 p.m., by request, I spoke in the sanitarium parlor, which is in the new addition to the building, on the north toward the hospital. This large parlor was packed. Elder McCoy said, as you would pack herring. What a crowd! The folding doors to all the adjoining rooms were thrown open and the rooms were full. The hall was full. As far as I could see, on every side was a sea of heads. After all were seated, I was invited to go in, leaning on Emma White's arm. But we had to go single file to make our way through the crowded chairs, rolling chairs, easy chairs with invalid occupants, and nurses standing or sitting by the patients under their charge. After singing, Elder Hoffman opened the meeting by prayer. There was singing again. And then I spoke about 1 hour with great freedom from John 3, verse 14 to 17. Battle Creek. Arose a little after 4 o'clock and expressed in writing the thoughts that burden my mind. The air is clear and cold, but I feel much better than in mild, flat, rainy weather. I attended the Minister's Council, which convenes at 10:30 a.m. I spoke by request in regard to the wants of the cause, especially in Petoskey, which is indeed missionary soil and should have had laborers years back. The neglect to take advantage of such favorable openings is presented to me to be a manifest neglect of duty. Someone, or ones, is criminal in this matter. We are to watch for souls as they that must give account. We had an excellent meeting. There was a great solemnity upon some minds. Whenever there is a consecration of mind, there is heeding of the words of Christ. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy, and my burden in light. Matthew 11, verse 29-30. Oh, that each may humble his own soul before God! But Satan is always ready to crowd in and cause man to be very officious and to lead men in councils to take superior responsibilities, which educate men to trust in men and make flesh their arm. This has been done. Let every man understand he is not accountable to obtain his permits of his fellow man, who is as liable to mistakes as himself, but let men heed the words of the Lord Jesus and learn of him, and wear his yoke, for he is meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. March 5th, 1891. What lessons are given us in the word of the living Christ, which word we are to eat as the bread that came down from heaven, and of his blood we are to drink, for it is life as was the tree of life to Adam and Eve in Eden before their fall. But when deprived of the fruit of that tree of life, they began to lose their hold upon health and vitality. Christ Jesus came to our world and announced himself, I am the bread of life. This is the bread that came down from heaven, that a man may eat thereof and not die. I am the living bread which came down from heaven. If any man eat of this bread, he shall live forever. And the bread that I shall give is my flesh, which I will give for the life of the world. John 6, verse 35, 50, 51. John 6, verse 53-59. I am to bear a testimony, a live testimony. No man is to go to man to learn his duty, but to Jesus Christ. Learn to take your impressions from Christ. Never, never are you to be left to any human being's judgment in regard to your duty. Learn of me. Pray to God, not to man. James 1, verse 8, 22-27. Come, saith Christ, learn of me. I will give you rest. I will give you wisdom to understand your duty. I will be with you. The influence of the divine spirit shall rest upon your minds. It is my counsel you need, and if you seek, you shall find it. Learn to ask of God and not of man. March 7, 1891.
I spoke to the congregation assembled in the tabernacle with much freedom. I could not forbear expressing the words that the Lord gave me in regard to our different institutions, and the necessity of responsible men who fear God being connected with these institutions. I felt deeply as I presented before them the responsibilities connected with the office of publication, and that those who accept these responsibilities should be men of faith, humble men of piety and deep experience. Jesting and joking should not be sanctioned in the office, neither should there be any harshness in speech, or sourness be shown the ones employed or those seeking counsel. There are those who do not discern the sacredness of the work, and who will surely bring in principles that are not correct. They will work to secure higher wages and think their duty is done. They will bring into the office a selfish, grasping spirit, and there will be robbery of God. The strange fire will be mingled with the sacred. Others will catch this spirit, for the plague spots of selfishness, which mean robbery toward God, are as contagious as the leprosy. Blindness, in part, has happened to Israel. Just as long as you will conduct the business in connection with the cause and work of God, according to the word of God, and after his specific directions, the Lord will be your shield, your guide, your buckler, and your exceeding great reward. A heavy cloud is now hanging over the publishing institution and the General Conference Association. Be not slothful in business. Encourage active energy. But there is a strong guard placed about this injunction, fervent in spirit, serving the Lord. Romans 12, verse 11. Self is not to be served. God is to be the supreme counselor and manager in this publishing institution, which, if desired, will extend to the General Conference. The honor of God is to be kept. There can be no sinless swerving from the way of the Lord. Perplexities will arise. Religion will be erased from the soul of some workers. Selfish plans will be laid. They will be deceived and move blindly. Engagements will be entered into that will blot out the principles that God has specified would exist in every department of this institution. Voices will be heard in resolutions and propositions that are not wise, coming from human minds that are not sanctified, and these will be accepted. In many hearts, the truth of God will cease to be a living, all-pervading, sanctified principle. High-toned integrity will be supplanted by increased selfishness and lording it over others. March 8, 1891. I awakened in the morning with a decided impression that I should go into the minister's meeting and bear the message which the Lord had given me at Salamanca, New York, in our 3 months' tour. I went into the meeting and bore the testimony given me of God in the demonstration of the Spirit and power of God. I told them the Lord had opened before me many things. In the night season, my guide said, "Follow me." I was taken to a council of men, where a zeal and an earnestness were manifested, but not according to knowledge. One held up the sentinel, and with his hand across the paper said, "This must come out," and then made remarks entirely contrary to the principles of our faith. The particulars of this are given in my diary of 1890. The message given made a deep impression on all those present. Brother Ballinger, deeply affected, arose and said, "I was in that council meeting which was held last night until a late hour, and Sister White has described it accurately. The very words she says she had spoken were spoken last night. I was on the wrong side of the question, and now take my position on the right side." His testimony was well wet down with tears and humble confession. I was greatly astonished. I thought that this meeting had been held at the time it was presented to me. My soul is exceeding troubled. The publishing institutions are receiving a mold that is not after the similitude of God. I am listening to words from the lips of my guide. Every moment now should be charged with the highest sense of responsibility. High-toned integrity between man and his fellow man should be practiced. Every business transaction is receiving the inspection of God, and it may be of the purest equity, for God has made every provision that it should be thus. But it is not thus. Let God be kept ever before you, and let him be recognized in every transaction that takes place between man and his fellow man. Keep the way of the Lord, to do justice and judgment. If you are much upon your knees in humble prayer, saying from the heart, "Thou God seest me," Genesis 16, verse 13. If you are ready to hear and to do the words of Christ, great evils will be averted. The soul will be fortified with heavenly principles.
Satan is working up plans and methods that will take away from believers religious liberty, freedom of conscience to do the will and works of God. Men will lord it over his fellow man. The rebuke of God will surely come upon your actions. Battle Creek, attended morning meeting. I was in important, interesting conversation with Elder Olson, then with Jones from Pacific Press. In the afternoon, at 4 o'clock, I met the leading members of the board in the committee room of the Tabernacle and read to them a long article, a testimony given me of God for them. These principles had been presented before me some years before. I brought them before the 30 assembled.